right, live from the No Panic Zone and the No Karen Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, May the 21st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the NCAA takes the bold step to shake off the hysteria and the panic porn hype to allow football and basketball players to get together and to practice and get ready for upcoming seasons. Oh, my God. Number two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Oregon Governor Kate Brown plus Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago become such big Karens in all of this, wagging their fingers and threatening everyone with their wrath if we don't follow their commands. And number one, the biggest Karen moment yet. Ah, yes, the winner is Mika Brzezinski of MSNBC. I mean, talk about a self-righteous and hostile outburst and a break from reality. She's demanding that President Trump be banned from Twitter immediately, which I'm sure Jack Dempsey is running to do right now. I'm sure Jack is on it right now, canceling Donald Trump. Why the sudden surge in Karens everywhere? Huh? What's that? You mean they've always been here? Maybe they have. I don't know. But the sudden surge in Karens seems to be giving people pause and saying, who are these people? You know, you're not my mother. I've got one of those. Damn good, too, by the way. So back off. But that's not working. And you know the type, the finger-wagging type, the one telling you, you're not wearing a mask. That's right, lady. I'm not wearing a mask. You know why? I can read the side of the box, for example, where it says these masks do not prevent disease of this sort and that sort. You know why that's there? Because it's factually accurate, and the lawyer said you have to be factually accurate on the box, so don't tell people these masks are going to prevent some sort of a disease spread. Oh, and by the way, we've got a couple of big studies coming up here, and a letter to the president with hundreds of doctors signing saying the damage from the lockdowns at this point is far worse than the disease itself. It's time to open the place up. That's what we're being told, right? That's what we're being told. And we've got all sorts of studies on that. But first, I want you to understand what a Karen is. You see, the president has been taking shots at Joe Scarborough. Taking big shots at Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski's co-host on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Pointing out the death of an intern years ago that was never fully investigated, not properly investigated. And so now Mika is in a full bloom of Karen. I mean, she is on the warp path, and she says, you need to ban this man from Twitter. You'll be hearing from me. It's bite number two. You want to know what a Karen is? Bite number two. Enjoy.
And your lack of ability to handle this massive human catastrophe, the fact that you've made it worse and that you make it worse every day and that you won't even wear a mask to protect people from your germs. But the germs you're spreading on Twitter, first of all, Twitter, you shouldn't be allowing this and you should be taking these tweets down and you should be ashamed of yourself. You'll be hearing from me on this because this is BS. But Donald, you're a sick person. You're really a cruel, sick, disgusting person.
You'll be hearing from me. Ah, she's good fun. By the way, Mika, point of fact, germs don't cause COVID-19, just so we're clear on that. It's called a virus. It's not alive. It's a virus that opens up the cells and it replicates once it has the key to the cells. And right now we're learning that more than 35% of the deaths in the United States, which are over 90,000 now counted, I don't know if that's accurate because we know the way they're padding numbers, but let's say for the sake of argument, it is accurate. 35% of those that have died thus far, you're going to find this number to be much higher, by the way, when it's all said and done, are in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, veterans administration homes. You know why? Because people like Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer were ordering people to go, old folks to go, back to the nursing home that were COVID-19 positive. The worst possible thing you could do. The worst possible thing you could do, they were directing by executive order. And they knew it because it was evident over time. It was evident over time that nursing homes were the most vulnerable places for any of these people to be. And so as a result, thousands of people have died that didn't need to. Thousands of people have died needlessly that didn't need to because if we had not sent COVID-19 positive patients back to nursing homes and long-term care facilities, we would not be where we are. But there since Mika Brzezinski in her full-blown Karen moment saying Donald Trump has somehow made this worse. How exactly is that? I just looked at the numbers. And the United States has done better as far as testing. Almost 15 million tests now. That looks like it's more tests than the rest of the world combined. The United States is in a place with a lower death rate per million than France, the UK, Spain, Italy. Let's see here. A whole host of nations in Europe. Well, the United States has done far better. Better than Sweden, better than the Netherlands, better than Switzerland. That's right. We've done better than all of these places in deaths per million. Remember, the United States is a huge place, 330 million people. And so when a disease goes through the population, it is potentially more impactful. We have places like New York City. And keep this in mind. If New York City was not in the mix, the United States wouldn't even be in the top 25 for fatalities and disease. New York City is a place that accounts for 10% of all COVID infections and deaths on the planet. So that's pretty remarkable. Meanwhile, I want to lay the groundwork for what we're going to talk about after the break, and here's why. As the lockdowns are shut down, as the lockdowns are ended, the number of people with the disease goes down, not the other way around. All of these warnings about how Florida was going to be a mess, all these warnings about how Florida was going to be a disaster, it was going to be worse than New York. Finally, the governor there, Ron DeSantis, having all he could possibly take, he has a big moment. I mean, I really like the way he is coming on. He's not taking it anymore. It's bite number three with the Florida governor saying, you guys are out of control and you're wrong and you're lying to people. Get a clue and admit when you're wrong. It's bite three. Go.
Our data is available. Our data is transparent. In fact, Dr. Birx has talked multiple times about how Florida has the absolute best data. So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks. Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, D.C., everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. But even in our region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida has the lower death rate. And I was the number one landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state.
That's right. They're all leaving New York to come to his state, that being Florida. And yet, somehow, Florida has done exceptionally well. You know what Florida did? It protected the nursing homes. Ron DeSantis didn't issue an executive order ordering people to go to nursing homes. He issued executive orders protecting long-term care facilities and nursing homes and veterans' homes. Ah, Mr. Cuomo. Madam Gretch. You have some answering to do. Real questions, because you knew the science. How could you not? Everything's based on science, you claim. All right, during the No Panic Zone on the Steve Greer Show, we continue after this.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours, and in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
The Roxor, beast of a sales event, is mixing it up. Right now, with the purchase or lease of a new Ruxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Ruxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RuxorOffroad.com to learn more.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.